you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's a Monday. Yes, yes. Figs is here instead of Zach. Some people are very happy about this. Some people are very sad.
I think the majority are pretty happy.
You think that?
Yeah, they're a little flavor.
He always tries
flavor.
To sell himself. I would say it's a 50-50 split.
I think it's a 70-30.
50-50. Right. I'll give you 55 in your favor.
Do the vote. Do the Real Ass Vote right now.
Real Ass Vote, cast.
I mean, no, I'm going to get destroyed.
No, you're not going to. If you want me to set you up.
I think they're happy knowing it's not a permanent fixture. They're happy for a little change.
No, you're great. Look, I love the fact that you've been here. Zach D'Amico obviously caught COVID. He was out all week last week. He will be coming back Wednesday. He'll be back in on the show on Wednesday. So Wednesday and Friday, Zach will be back. But we do have a great show planned. Why is this fogging up? Why do glasses fog up?
I don't know. Something's wrong with fucking Tommy over here.
What's going on, Tommy?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Tommy.
Fuck you,
Tommy.
I'm fine.
I don't know. He's emitting fucking heat.
I cough.
You got a fever.
The first 2 hours I get up, I cough.
Tommy, did you do a bunch of cocaine last night?
No.
I hope so.
Are you talking to me with your eyes? Why do you keep winking like that? Like,
you were fine until we got in here.
It's early in the morning.
Oh,
I got to fucking adjust.
God.
Look, we have an incredible show for this guy.
He just got back from fucking Vegas. What the fuck, man?
Why, are you nervous? Are you nervous to get the codes?
I'm fucking 900 pounds over here. Yeah, I'm nervous.
He's got to go to France in fucking 2 days.
Well, I got the test, too, but I also want to fucking don't go out on a fucking ventilator.
Man. Imagine you wobbled around on cobblestones for fucking a month stuck in France.
When hey, Jacques, is there Roy Rogers around here? I'm fucking starving.
When are you going to France?
I'm supposed to go to France on the 26th.
But now you're nervous with everything. You're nervous.
Well, I just got to take a test. Well, you got to take a test before we get on a plane. This French ain't screwing around.
No, ever. International, you got to do whatever. I just did that for Toronto. Shout out to everyone who came out in Toronto. Shout out to Rob Mayhew and the Dark Comedy Festival. Hopefully he will be paying me today, as he said he was going to. You always love when you hear the guy who's running the festival forgot his checkbook.
Yeah,
on the last day of the festival, you're like, really? This is the day you don't forget your checkbook.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Don't worry.
Who has a checkbook? Do you have a checkbook?
I do have a checkbook.
You do?
Because when I moved to Jersey, there's a lot of like my landscaper just takes check. You know, my landlord in the city, though, the reason I got a checkbook before I left the city is my landlord in the city would only take checks. I'd have to write out a check and mail it to them.
Damn.
Just God, fucking crazy.
Canadian guy didn't have Venmo, PayPal?
I don't know, dude. We're gonna figure it out.
More WAPs.
But it was a ton of fun.
Give you an envelope.
You get yourself a WAP landscaper.
Get the kid braces, paying cash.
And he's like, 20, 40, 60, 80. You're 20 short, Louis.
You're
20 for me.
Give me the rubber bands back, kid.
Yeah. Let me introduce our guest. You guys know him from the Are You Garbage podcast. H. Foley is back on the show.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Figs, great to meet you, buddy.
Nice to meet you, too.
You guys have never met?
Never met him.
Get the fuck out.
We were in Skyfest, but we were running around, but I really didn't get a chance to see him.
I wanted to be pissed when he came in late, too, and then he fucking charmed the shit out of me.
He's a charming,
he's a sweetheart.
Nice guy.
Baby
face, good kid, mom's a nurse. I can't give him shit.
He would be great for the Are You Garbage podcast.
She's a porter, but fuck it, we'll call her a nurse.
The answer is yes. Your mom's a what?
She's a porter.
A porter?
My mom knows it, but
she works on a.
Call her a nurse.
She works on a ship? What is a porter?
Your mom's a barback?
No, she's like a janitor lady. She fucking cleans the rooms. A porter.
A porter.
Who calls them porters?
That's the nice technical term.
Oh, I was thinking
up shit.
Yeah. I was thinking of a purser. I was like,
call a secretary and assistant.
Hey, Figs, go grab a case of Miller Lite in the basement. Jesus Christ.
Also from the Stuff Island podcast and a fair one, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Pope is back on the show.
Fucking Popey boy.
Hot pod that Stuff Island.
Dying over here.
Good time. Wait, what, one. Dude, you weren't coughing at all that was in the car.
That one was just a water thing.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking of him
calling his mom a porter.
What is going on? What's going on with you today?
Nothing. I'm fine.
You're doing this thing.
This guy's got fucking Megatron. That's what's fucking wrong. You fucking clean us all out.
It was just water. I had a... I was, went in, you know.
I was wondering why everyone had a mask on. It's because of you.
Yeah. Well, he's got nobody, a mask. But she's nobody got a in mask. The world reacts that way to water, dude. You're going to
get an outbreak over here. I sucked it in.
Fucking water's giving me a fever. Holy dude, shit.
This water's hitting me.
Oh, shit.
This water's really hitting me hard. Chill, dude. Fucking chill.
You ever drink a lot of water in your white blood cell count? Just
like you're choking and gagging over there. I would offer you water, but I don't think that would help.
Yeah, let's take a minute. You were fine. We had a nice conversation in the car listening to classical music.
Yeah. It's all going to settle down.
You listen to classical?
No, we weren't. Oh, okay. I was trying to paint a picture.
Yeah. So
thanks for yes and to that.
I just thought you were really trying to class up your life now.
I am a little bit.
Yeah. What are you listening to in the car?
What I listen to in the car? do a little sports radio. I got serious, so I do a little sports radio.
Okay.
Tune in on the news every once in a while.
If you're going to listen to music, what's your driving music? What's your go-to driving music?
I have a playlist. I have Napster, which a lot of people say is trashy.
What?
I have a Napster app. It's just like Spotify.
How do you have it?
I don't know. My girlfriend's sister has an account. I just use that account.
Was she a porter?
Hell yeah. She fucking my mom, dude?
She's a porter at Goldman Sachs.
She's a Puerto Rican.
I didn't even know Napster was still a thing.
They are. They're a thing. They got an app. It's just like Spotify. I know it's trashy. Everybody makes fun of me.
Yeah.
But it's a count.
Are you also on MySpace?
I have a MySpace account. I got some new songs coming out.
Do you watch your porn on LimeWire?
Oh, remember that? Talk about rolling the dice. Holy
good
shit.
Yeah, you
had no idea. LimeWire.
You literally had to read the description and be like, please don't be tranny porn. Because what a great prank that was. You waited 9 hours to jerk off to some hot teens.
You're like, wait. Dude, I went.
At that point, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
That downloaded way too fast.
It's too far to go back now.
I took a college laptop to like a shape.
Laptop?
Laptop.
It's a laptop.
Yeah. To a shady dumpster, like a town over. And I like smashed it in a backyard. Because that's what they told me to do. They were like, if you have some wild shit on there, you got to like hide it.
Tommy, just.
Are you admitting to child porn? Right
no, it wasn't child porn. Stop. It was just like some shady shit I had
stop,
on.
Stop, dude.
There's kids all over the place.
You need to fucking drink more water right now.
No, LimeWire.
Did you see Tommy Pay breaking his laptop? Fucking smashing it from all the kiddie porn.
You went to where? Drexel?
Yeah.
And they gave you a laptop for school?
No, I bought it. It's my laptop.
You bought this laptop.
But I just was shady about it. Like,
What did you have on
there
that you were nervous?
I was downloading fucking... I had, like, murder
so
videos
when you
shit.
Were done with the computer, when you gotten a new one...
Yeah. I got to do something with this. I'm not just going to put it...
Yeah. I got 3 phones and a hard drive in my closet that I've been waiting to throw into the fucking river. For whatever. I don't want anybody snooping around.
I snap my laptops in half when I'm done with them.
Dude, I
just did it. I literally just did it at my house. I got a new laptop. I had the old one. I was like, you know what?
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, it's not even that it's shady. I'm more concerned with like, I don't, the computer stopped going on, right? It was like kind of like a shitty Dell or whatever. It just stopped turning on. And I was like, well, so if somebody fixes this, goes into it, everything could just be open. I have
what
no
happened
idea
to fucking Hunter Biden?
What access to like pictures are on there? I have no idea. Like what? Like I don't. I genuinely have no idea how the cloud works.
Right.
I have no idea how any of that works. So I was like, I would rather just snap this in half and put it underwater. That's what I did. So I snapped it in half and I put it underwater.
I was gonna say if you just snapped it in half,
it doesn't.
You just broke the screen.
You get the hard drive.
Everything is still there.
Yeah, you gotta burn it. Shit.
But you put it
drown it, burn it.
That would have to be.
It's like getting rid of a dead body.
Tommy has some crazy shit.
I'll fucking bury it, dude. I'll bury it.
You pull its fingernails out, huh? You gotta pull its fingernails out. Until they identify them.
Digging through.
You gotta take each key out of the fucking thing. Each fucking key. You gotta take out the space bar. You gotta get rid of that shit. Bring it to fucking.
I'll bury it like an old dog. Just fucking like an old sick pug.
Tommy's like, can you bury my backspace key in Paris?
Please. Control, Alt, Delete. You gotta get rid of those two buttons.
Tommy Pope.
You're fucking up today, Tommy.
Tommy was up all night fucking destroying his laptop.
He wasn't. I'm telling you, I was with him in the car, officer. He's fine. He's okay.
Wow. This is going to be a very, very exciting show. I'm happy. Look, everyone in this studio right now, I have a ton of respect for it. You guys are all hilarious. This is going to be a great show.
Love you, buddy.
Let's get this shit fucking started. Let's do our plugs, and it's time for the Real Ass Podcast.
He's on fire!
Foley, a delay. We'll fix that. We'll
Foley,
fix that
why do you walk around with a bottle of your own piss?
This is gravy. trying to stay healthy. No, it's emergency. I got fucking Hacky McHackson sitting there. Trying to fucking get my European on. Plugs wise, we got a special coming out tomorrow. Are You Garbage? It's all of our favorite moments from the tour that we did this summer. Wow. Me and Kippy, some behind the scenes stuff. It's a half hour roughly. It's going to be on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube page. We really need everybody to spread the word and support that.
Sick. Love it. Go do that.
Thank
you. Support those guys. Very hilarious.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us, and we appreciate everything over the last year.
Obviously. Mr. Pope.
Stuff Island. This is the first time I've ever plugged something here.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty fucking big?
That's fucking huge.
It is big.
It is big.
I'm proud of it. I'm excited for it.
It looks good. I see it's blowing up. People are talking about it.
Yeah, it's got a great start. And
it's also, you know what? It's like we just create that narrative, right? So if I just say it's blowing up, people are talking about it. People are talking about it, blowing up. Then they go and fucking look, dude.
Yeah,
These fans are morons.
Well, they're great people.
Shannon, edit this hard. These fans are fucking idiots, dude. But buy anything you sell them. Anyway, good.
It's been nice. Yeah. So I don't say shit like that, though. I got to start talking like that. Subscribe.
Yeah, well, this is the first time.
What did she say?
Like, yeah, but it's a trait. Like, look, me and Foley are similar. We promote well. We're good self-promoters. But there's also a coolness to what you do.
100%.
I agree.
Yeah, like, you know, when Nick Mullen comes in, he's like, yeah, you know, fuck it, whatever. Don't listen to anything. People love it. And they're like, we got to go watch fucking all of his shit.
Yeah, and if you like it, you fucking like it. I'm not going to tell you to go rate it.
Now he's leaning into the fucking... That, there we go, good.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck anymore. You know what? I don't fucking care anymore.
You know what? Fuck it. It's canceled. I'll tell you right now. Now I ain't doing it no more, you piece of shit.
Fucking Italian disrespect in this room.
Mikey Fix.
You weasel. Follow me on TikTok, Comic Mike Figs. Follow me on Instagram. Keep on messaging Luis Gomez. We're going to get this show on Gas Digital. I love you guys. MikeFigs.com.
My code. Wait, you know what? I actually might have it in my email. I just got a bunch more fucking dates that my guy sent me.
Your code? You chilly?
No, I was going to get my coat because my phone is in my coat, but I realized that it wasn't in a text message. It was in an email. So I will get all my dates. First of all, I'll tell you right now, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Go there. We have this show live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. You're not even going to subscribe to watch a live show, but if you guys want access to the show right after it airs, you don't have to wait a few days for it to come to YouTube or anywhere else. You get it right away. It's uncensored. It's ad-free. You get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Use the promo code RAP30 by December 31st for a 30-day free trial. Also, if you guys decide to sign up for a two-year membership before the new year, you guys are going to receive 30% off for a two-year membership. It's the biggest savings we've ever done on a membership. Live dates coming up next month, the 13th through the 15th of January. I'll be Comedy Off-Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky. I'll be in the Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut, the 21st and 22nd. Then February, I'll be in Arlington, Massachusetts at the Regent Theater. February 24th through 26th, Comics at Mohegan Sun. March 11th, the Emus Theater in Emus, Pennsylvania. And also I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's in March as well for a Friday, Saturday. Lots of other stuff coming up. Zany's coming up in Chicago. Providence Comedy Connection. Albany, Glens Falls, New York, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Ontario Improv in California, San Diego, California. Lots of stuff coming. This is all before June.
Fuck yeah.
This is all before June, baby boy. It's happening.
I'm opening for half those shows.
Mikey Figs is going to be coming out on the road with me, baby boy.
Fuck yeah.
So make sure you guys go to lewisofskanks.com and grab tickets. All those tickets are going up before Christmas, everything. So buy them for Christmas presents for your friends and family. And do me a favor, guys. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRadis. Like, I love playing video games on Twitch. I'm bad at it. If you want to watch me play video games poorly and just scream and have the shit scared out of me all the time, it is really, really fun. Great little Twitch community, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And that's all I'll plug today. Shannon?
See, that kid's a businessman.
Yeah, that's
it. Podcastmerch.com.
Podcastmerch.com.
Oh. There you go.
Is he done? No. No. You're not. Not even close.
What's going on?
I don't know. We're having a good time.
Did we start yet?
We're having a great. I don't know. I think we're restarting or something.
No, we're good. We're good. He's doing something for me right now. It's all right. So
let's just do an ad, right? Ridge Wallet.
Vibe in here.
Am I going to get executed?
Let's talk about this one. I read this story yesterday. It's about a 22-year-old girl, and I guess she got some sort of weird disease, and now she is stuck
from Tommy.
She's stuck in the body of an 8-year-old.
What?
Wait, what?
She looks like an 8-year-old. Is she selling in here? I haven't seen an interview with her. I want to see an interview as well. Because I just saw the article. I just saw pictures.
So she's...
I got a theory on people that... So she's going to be able to date men, right? Because she's technically 22 years old.
Yeah, but she says only creeps want to date her.
Exactly. They're true pedophiles. Yeah. You know, when I see like a
I don't know if they're true pedophiles.
Hold on. When I see like a...
I just like how this is where you went.
I mean,
I was just thinking about this.
Look, in the pedophile community, those guys are not respected.
When I see a full,
guys are hacks as far as we're concerned.
A full-grown white dude with like a tiny Asian girl or like a tiny girl that looks like a teenager, that's a pedophile that's... You know, stay on the right side
of the
fence.
Line.
Legally.
I don't think that's, that's not true. Because I like a tiny bitch once in a while, and it's because I'm a big dude.
Yes, you're
so
a pedophile.
So a little tiny petite girl is so hot. But then when I'm with a little tiny petite girl, then I want a big girl.
Dude, I'm just kidding.
That's never happened once.
Yeah,
I'm not saying a skinny girl. I'm saying like a dainty little girl that you can't tell. Until you talk to her, like, how old are you?
Right.
A girl that's clearly...
A child.
A child. Childlike.
Well, I do get, like, first of all, if you're into Asian chicks, and this is going to sound hateful, but, you know, you are...
I didn't mean it like, it's not just Asian girls. Yeah, I'm saying, you see it a lot.
You're right about that, though. There is something weird about guys that are into Asian chicks.
Old white dudes.
I'm not saying it's a certain type of Asian
chick. I'm not saying if you fuck an Asian chick, or if you're willing to be with an Asian chick, or even if you're dating an Asian chick, that's fine. I'm just saying if your thing... Like, I knew a dude who, like, his thing was Asian chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something...
Some dudes have things like that.
That's weird, though.
I'm dating an Asian chick.
I was just going to say.
That's weird.
But
some
it's not
guys
my,
have things.
It's not my thing.
You're
I love her. What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Pull her up. Let's see. How old is she?
I didn't know you were dating an Asian chick.
Yeah, yeah.
How big are her feet?
You couldn't
She's
tell
22, but she looks 6, so, you know.
Doggy, first of all, I had no idea you were dating an Asian chick, but let me ask
She's
you a question.
She's American.
Do you have...
And now I'm on my fucking heels. What the fuck?
No, you're okay. Do you have a thing? Is that like what you will go for every time?
No, that's what I'm saying. I understand exactly what you're talking about. There are dudes that have things like that.
Yes.
Things are weird.
Yeah. Yes, that's the fucking weird part.
We just happen to meet and fall in love. I'm all over the place.
I'm like
United Nations, baby. I love everybody.
I casually dated an Asian chick a couple years ago.
Casually.
Okay, well, we hooked
up. Would you wear jeans a lot?
When I say date...
Why are you wearing bootcut jeans again? Garamiz?
Casual.
Is that your Asian?
What was that?
Yeah. You do so many good voices.
Oh, are you?
No, don't do that. What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Thanks. What's wrong with you?
My boyfriend is taking me to Paris.
That's French, you idiot.
Paris.
Well, no, she said.
Folly, you're taking me to Paris.
Paris.
Thank you so much, Folly.
Somebody get Adult Swim on the phone, huh? Over here.
All right, let's get some French music. This is Foley and his girlfriend at a French restaurant ordering their first lunch. They just got here. They're a little jet lagged.
I'm the waiter.
You're the waiter. Okay. I'm his girlfriend.
It's going to be steak frites. I can tell you that, boys.
Yeah. Let's get some French cafe music.
Hello, welcome to Au Bon Pain. C'est Emile Au Bon Pain.
Au Bon Pain.
Would you like a Chinese menu? I have a Mandarin menu if you would like.
Who's that, me or her? I'm not standing for this.
That's you after exposure from Tommy.
You have to talk it to my boyfriend.
That's French.
That's her.
Who am I, with Peter Sellers? Hanging out with the Pig Panther?
This stinks.
Oh, miss you.
Yeah, it does.
She's Filipino-American.
Do you have any, maybe...
No, we do not have a croque madame, monsieur. And I also have a roche sans sauce.
His French is okay.
Monsieur Folly, welcome back, Monsieur Folly. Would you like the usual? 7 baguettes and a pound of yogurt.
He's on fire.
He's a talented kid.
A pound of yogurt. it's a good piece of business.
All right, real quick, we must take a quick second and thank our brand new sponsor, Adult Alight Welcome to them to the show. If you're going to be drinking this holiday season, New Year's Eve is coming up. I'll tell you right now, you don't want to get up the next day and have your entire day fucked up. And also, look, dude, I got to be honest with you. If you're partying in general, a hangover sucks, dude. It doesn't got to be the holidays. I'm getting older now. Having a headache the next day after you're spending the entire night drinking or doing whatever else you're doing in your life, it's not good. It's one of the reasons why I don't party anymore. I can't give up the next day of my life. I can't sit around in bed. I'm always too busy. And that's why Adult-A-Lite is changing the fucking game, okay? Forget those other products that are made for children and guys with small dicks. Adult-A-Lite is jam-packed with everything that you need to rehydrate, replenish lost vitamins and minerals, boost your energy, and protect your liver, which happens when you're drinking too much. And do not forget the star of the show, DHM. DHM is an ancient Chinese medicine that has been shown to soothe headaches, increase coordination, and lessen slurred speech while intoxicated. And lessen slurred speech while doing ad reads. And it has been shown to dramatically decrease the time that you are hungover. Adult-A-Lite is key when you're drinking and trying to rehydrate, replenish, boost energy, promote liver health, soothe headaches, and dramatically reduce the time spent hungover.
That liver health right there, that's something that you don't get in your average, you know, hangover cure. That's
I know, pretty awesome. Exactly. It's really great. You want to protect yourself if you're a partier, like a lot of the people that listen to this show are. Adult-A-Lite is for you. And if you go to adultalite.com, that's adultalyte.com, use the promo code Lewis20, you're going to save 20% off your entire order. Go pack up, have them ready to go. You take a little fucking shot of Adult-A-Lite, and the next thing you know, you're feeling better than ever. Adultalyte.com, use that promo code Lewis20. All right, where were we? I love it. What's the plan? How long are you staying in France?
Going to be there till the 3rd of January. Leaving the 26th, hopefully.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go to Paris.
First trip, never been out of the country.
Never out of the country? You are trash.
Trash. I just got my passport this summer, first time.
Deep down trash. You never even been to Canada.
Never been to Canada.
That's crazy. Wow.
Never been to Canada.
So whose idea was France?
She's always wanted to go. She's always wanted to go at Christmas time. To be honest with you, the podcast started doing some numbers. We were out at a dinner. I was drunk, and I said, "Hey, we're going to go to Paris for Christmas." Fucking shot myself in the foot.
What a terrible time to go.
Oh, I'm hemmed up.
It's probably expensive as hell.
Expensive. We're fucking tap-toeing. Fucking.
It's going to be freezing.
Fucking. COVID, get locked down, fucking who the fuck knows?
Now, you should
I'm freaking
can
out.
Can I say? Can I give you a piece of advice?
You postpone it?
Postpone it.
Can't.
Right now? Yeah, you can.
Nah,
why?
Can't.
Why can't you?
There's too many wheels in motion. She's too excited. She wants to go. I can't do it.
Listen.
Because the Christmas thing is a big thing.
They're going to shut it down. And I'm concerned about this with Jamaica. Luckily, Jamaica, the only source of income they have, because we're going January 24th and 28th.
Fuck.
They just got tourism.
We're not closing, boy. Yeah. We're open. The whole time. What do you mean I'm the crowd? May not care. Come
the
here,
pineapples
woman.
Are ripe. They're open for business. So
aren't shutting Jamaica down. Now, there's going to be restrictions. They're going to be, but they are not shutting down tourism, because if they shut down tourism, the island, that's it. It's done. There's nothing else they have.
France don't want us there to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want my fat ass walking.
I think France would be incredible in like June, July. Like, you go during the summer, it's fucking beautiful weather, the French Riviera, you drink some fucking wine.
Of course. Here's the thing, we're both big Christmas people. She really loves Christmas. She wants to see Paris at Christmas time. Why is that funny?
Because you're an adult.
I can't enjoy the holidays.
I'm looking for Santa Claus.
She doesn't do voices the whole
fucking
time.
Listen, yeah, that's what I do, you fucking knucklehead.
2 hours long. I can't sit next to this fucking guy.
That was just my regular voice. Tommy's getting self-conscious
because the last time we had Tommy on, we had Tommy do impressions of the soundboard, and we found out that Tommy's not very good at
that's not fucking true. I just have dignity and integrity to not be doing that.
Get a little fucking air horn. You want me to do a fucking air horn, Gomez?
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Paris on 9/11.
The original 9/11?
The original. The OG 9/11.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Not the director's cut.
My brother called me at like 8:30 in the morning, and he woke me up. He's like, "Guess who's not going to Paris?" Because he loved rubbing it in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How long did they ground flights after 9/11?
Only 48 hours, I thought.
A couple days.
Never went.
That's a big thing, though. It's a lot of fucking flights.
But you canceled the whole trip. That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, everybody was kind of
nobody knew
shook.
What the fuck was happening, whether the next shoe was about to fucking drop.
I would have definitely.
You want him on the fucking plane fucking over the Atlantic? Jesus Christ.
It was a summer, too. I was nice and tan, boy. I look good.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. You always look good.
Yeah.
Anybody with a little color on him, he'd have been fucking tat-choking him out.
Well, I just would have. I mean, you could have got. You could have.
I'm a big Christmas.
What the fuck?
Big September guy. We just Paris is beautiful at Christmas.
You're right.
Time.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's so special? What do they do in Christmas time in France? What's the difference? Like, well, what's so special about
it? Both Christmas people.
Yeah, you know, Christmas trees and stuff like
no,
that.
No, but I mean, you're making it seem like France is extra. Like, yeah. They fucking give free croissants.
Like, you live in the greatest city during Christmas.
Yes. Christmas
whatever they got.
Yeah.
New York's got a tenfold, yeah. Dude.
They got the Louvre. They got
the Louvre.
Fuck the Louvre. We got the MoMA, bitch. Fuck the Louvre. For the Louvre, that's why you're going there?
Go to a Knick game. What the fuck, you pussy?
Yeah, what are you doing, a fucking art project?
Go get a fucking slice of pizza downtown, you fucking asshole.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
I
want to
see fucking skinny Santa Claus in France.
This
suck
is
my
why
dick.
I've never gone anywhere. This is my whole family, my whole life. Where the fuck are you going to go? What? We're not going anywhere.
Go to Atlantic City, you fuck.
We're going to the shore for the weekend and staying in a hotel.
What do they call Santa in France? Is it like Papa Christmas or something? I hate him.
Monsieur Claus.
Yeah, Monsieur Claus.
Monsieur Claus.
Monsieur Claus.
I think it would be something St. Nicholas.
What is it?
Here we go. Père Noël.
Père Noël, of course. What a fucking asshole.
Damn, he looks creepy as fuck.
Yeah,
too.
He looks like a creepy bastard.
Père Noël.
Listen, she wants
a beautiful language. I wish I could speak it.
Is that him?
Oh, me too.
Papa, can you hear?
That is a classy language.
I'm going to be on my toes when I'm over there, too, because I know they don't really like us. I want to be very polite, very professional.
What language did you take in high school?
I took Spanish for a minute, but I don't fucking. I know a little bit of like kitchen Spanish. That's it. Terrible.
I failed French. Like,
do you speak Spanish, by the way?
No, I took French. This is how whitewashed I am in
Does
high school.
Anybody? Does your sister or anybody?
No.
Damn.
No. I took French in the eighth grade. I was like, this is going to be fucking awesome. And then I failed. Then I took it again in the ninth grade. And I failed. Took it again in the 10th grade. You had to pass 2 years of French in order to get your degree.
Were you a dumb kid in high school?
Or
you just didn't care?
Do you think I got dumb? You think I was smart and I got a head injury or something?
There are some people that are committed to being stupid because they think it's like
No, I was always, I always tested very well.
Think? He wasn't the head of pediatrics. That's what you're asking.
Well, I'm saying like, you know, there's kids that are just like, I'm going to the shed and learn fucking phonics.
I wasn't like special. I graduated with a Regents diploma, which was like important to me. There was like in New York.
Wait, what?
In New York
Wait,
State
high school?
Yeah, in high school in New York State, they separated into Regents diploma, local diploma, and an honors diploma. So local was like for the fucking Puerto Rican kids. It was just like you did your bare minimum. It was like fucking basic geometry. Like you're a local.
You could add fractions.
How do you get it?
But you can't multiply.
A local diploma was like, it was easier courses essentially. And then Regents was
normal.
So
it's like track three, track two, track
Wait, hold yeah. on. And you picked this and you, as you start high school. So you're already dumping these kids into, you must just give them a bus
pass.
No.
They choose.
Wait,
they say,
at
they,
the beginning
well,
of high
they
school.
Assess. They go, you're not going, you're like, there's no way you're even.
What?
You're not going to even be average.
You
so let's
wow.
make it.
You take the
there's
Regents.
There's a Regents
first,
exam.
And then.
Oh, is that
depends.
The Regents?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I didn't know that.
So he did well on his Regents, which got him the Regents diploma.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you got
this
high.
This is at the beginning of high school, ninth grade.
This is before the SATs, the Regents.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I
don't remember
eighth
exactly.
Grade. I think he just got second
honors
in third
actually, no.
grade. And he's blown
now
out
I'm now I'm understanding. Okay, so no, what it was.
Hold on 1 second. To answer your question, yes, he's always been stupid.
If you didn't take the Regents exam, if you did it, you could opt out of the exam and you wouldn't get a Regents diploma. If you opted out of the exam, you just essentially did your basic courses. But there was other courses.
Yeah,
I know
this
it was
before
like,
high school. Regents is before high school.
If you no, this is high school. If you went, it was like if you had a Regents diploma, you had to do like 3 years of math. If you had a local diploma, it was like a year and a semester. It's like you've had enough math. You're fine.
You had to count change one morning.
So for me, because
why do I have an air conditioner class to fix air conditioners? I don't know what. I must have did really bad on a Regents.
Yeah. What time's your HVAC?
Yeah.
So you guys in sandwich making.
I couldn't. By the way, somebody just posted a deep fake of Kim Kong did in the racist live chat. It looks so real that I'm like, is that real? Like, did somebody find her actual tits?
Holy moly.
That is a solid. But if you guys want to jerk off to a fake, this is the don't pull it up, Shannon, because I don't know if it's not a fake. That's how good it is. I'm not positive it's not a fake.
Did she ever have an OnlyFans or anything?
No. But that's a good one.
Wow. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. So, regardless,
the kid's snooping around a little bit, huh?
I got distracted. Sorry,
about that.
I got distracted.
Sorry about that.
She got an OnlyFans,
but what I did was
see her toes.
I couldn't pass French So I eventually gave up on another language, and they let me take extra art courses. So I had to give up my lunch period.
Give him a paintbrush.
Yeah, yeah. I had to give up an extra lunch period.
Get this idiot some macaroni and some glue, all right? Put him in the corner.
Go make mom a necklace, you fucking waterhead.
Hey, trace your hand and make a turkey, you fucking idiot. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You made a turkey. Good job.
Yeah. He's got a reason to play.
Yeah, you were making turkeys in, like, fucking July, too. It wasn't the Thanksgiving thing. Yeah, yeah. Those were chickens.
Yo, me and my girlfriend were like Thanksgiving people, you know?
That's crazy, man. That's crazy that they do that in New York State. That's like... That's they're predicting your path before whatever.
But that's just
at least in PA they gave us a fucking shot.
No, in Pennsylvania and everywhere else, there's also you know, there'd be like special ed or whatever, but it's just not that. Special ed was like a step below it all of it. They had a section of my school like dedicated for those kids.
Yeah.
And some of those kids, it wasn't even that they were like stupid.
Of course.
They were just so violent that they were like,
that's what I was asking.
We're going to put you in the stupid category. Yeah. You need to
they didn't know. Learning disabilities, fucked up shit at home. It's fucked. It's a fucked up scene, man. It's fucked up. Terrible. So your local diploma, huh?
I have a Regents diploma.
Regents.
I was very proud of my Regents diploma.
Sounds like a 2-star hotel. Hey, welcome to Regents. Everything's broken.
I saw Spider-Man last night.
Oh, fuck, don't say anything. I didn't see it.
I would love to know everything.
It. Oh, God.
I'm not, you know what I don't like?
Zendaya.
I know. Zendaya's fucking hot.
See, she's... like the white guy with the
she's
Asian
tiny.
Woman. She's kind of
little.
She's
a tiny little girl.
Like a baby to me.
She looks like a teen.
She looks like a child.
She looks like a beautiful woman.
She's 3 feet taller than him, too.
She's not hot. You're right. She's just beautiful.
Yeah, she's a very pretty person.
Yeah, yeah. Hot's the wrong word because she's not. She's too skinny. She's like a fucking...
See, that she looks a little older there, but every time on film, she looks
very
really
talented.
Young.
She's
talented. Very
she's
talented.
Great.
Yeah, wood smash. Stop. Yeah. All right, really quickly, we must thank Chameleon Glass for supporting today's show. I'll tell you, Figgies, I've been smoking out of my brand new Chameleon Glass bong. I take my dabs out of it. They sent me a dab rig. It is genuinely fucking art, dude. My mushroom piece, I showed it to my girlfriend.
That's that piece that I saw that you had on the table.
It was
the coffee table over there. Wow.
It's absolutely beautiful. It truly is some of the nicest... it's some of the nicest glasswork I've ever seen. They have daily smoking devices, and they have really, really quality prices. You're going to pay a lot less with them than you will with comparable glass makers, and they really, really do have great stuff. Chameleon is old school, and they have a craft mentality to prove it. You don't last 30 years by making crap. You're not going to find any cheap shit at Chameleon Glass, so make sure you check out their entire line of products. This is a great Christmas gift. If you have that pothead in your life that's smoking dabs or bong hits or bowls or whatever else, guess what? Grab it from chameleonglass.com. That's chameleonglass.com. And when you check out, use the promo code GAS15. You're going to save 15% off your entire order. Okay, where were we?
Love her. Love Tom Holland. Love Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Is,
these are Spider-Man.
He's got a great body.
Kid could dance. You ever watch him dance? You see him twirl the umbrella? And, no. You see him dance on the lip singing challenge? He was dancing like Rihanna. He put on stockings and everything.
Dude.
He's good.
I will say the movie was pretty good.
You didn't see it?
No, I don't watch
the movie. The guy who discovered Frankie Valli. Had a fucking kid could sing. I'll tell you that right now.
The movie was. I would say completely worth it. But once again, I have a problem. It was so. They're talking about it like it's the fucking, you know, next coming of Christ. It was good.
I mean, that's the machine.
But yeah, that's the people who like Marvel shit, right? Aren't they like? Crazy people.
Better than Infinity Wars.
You were
going to
say fags.
Yeah. Dancing around it.
Like I don't Tom think Holland. It was. No, I think Infinity War and the last two Avengers movies were so big and chaotic and bringing those universes together. I think they were better. This was cool. You know the premise, right? I'm not spoiling anything.
I know. I've seen the commercials. He tries to fix that. Nobody knows who he is, and he fucks up with something that Doctor Strange has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you know nothing. I won't.
No, that's it. No, that's the premise.
No. I'm fucked. I am so lost.
Here's what I hate.
He's gonna give me a wedgie.
Even I'm,
here's what I hate. People
I
will go on Twitter,
fucking Spider-Man,
and they'll write the fucking spoiler just so you see, just to be a dick, just to be a dick.
Spoilers don't bother me.
Who cares, right?
It's not that the spoiler bothers me. Let me tell you. In fact, because I have a story that relates. It's not that the spoiler. Bothers
me. Drawing a turkey right now.
Hold on, one second.
I'm trying to be Bill
Hold on,
Maher.
I feel art.
I felt inspired. I'm sorry. You can't take the art out of the Gomez, okay? No, dude.
Hang on, let me finger paint this real quick.
No, the problem is, I don't give a fuck about the spoiler. I really don't, because even like when you know, you don't know how it happens. It's really, you can know the fucking
thing.
Yeah,
it's all the visuals and the...
Right. But it's that person, it's the perceived disrespect. That person, from their perspective, they're going, you care about the spoilers and I'm going to ruin that for you. And they don't know that I don't care about the spoilers. So then I start working myself up. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, what if I do care about the spoilers?
Yeah.
What if I really fucking give a shit?
Yeah.
So that's, I hate people that do
that's their thing.
I hate it.
People
I
get behind that laptop, man, they become different fucking people.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's like a one-star review on Amazon.
It sucks. It's a cheap trick.
What? They're the worst. They try and deter you from buying the product, and it's like fucking, it'll be delivered in a box, and it's like broken, one star. It's not the product's fault. It's the fucking, the local,
Puerto Rican.
It's the local Puerto Rican that's throwing the box in the back.
This is why Tommy didn't buy a shake weight, because it came out a little fucking wonky when you bought it.
Yesterday,
it's always a one star review. It's a real pile of shit. And read it. I go through them. I read them all.
Yesterday on my flight, there was a guy who had a bag, like he had a shopping bag. And he pushed it under his seat. You're not supposed to put it under your seat. You're supposed to put it in front of the seat in front of you.
Yeah. Are you flying first class, by the way?
There was no first class. It was Toronto.
But you would, right?
If it was longer than 4 hours, got to do it.
The kid's all right.
Yeah. So he pushed his bag back into my area. And it was like literally in my area. So I just...
You're behind him?
I'm behind him. You're supposed to put your bag in front of you. So I just literally put both of my feet into his shopping bag.
Oh my God.
The whole flight, I rested my feet on his goods.
What was it? What was in the bag?
I have no idea, but they were covered in my shitty feet. The whole flight.
Should have a shop. What was it? He has a fucking grocery order in there? What the fuck?
What the fuck was he?
I don't know. It was like my eggs!
Like
a money bag or something. But no, it's a perceived disrespect. Like today I was in the steam room at Equinox this morning, and another guy comes in. The steam's, you know, I don't know if you guys ever steam. I love a Schwitz. One of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah,
okay.
Have you done one at the sports club?
I haven't done a New York sports club yet, but I love
it. It's good.
New York sports club?
Yeah.
New York sports club, yeah.
You should. I'm going to get you guest pass.
I'm just starting now.
I'm going to get you guest pass. Equinox is going to change the way you look at fitness. It's not fitness, it's life.
I'm telling you right now.
Steam room at
It has a little Equinox vibe over there because nobody says a word to anybody.
New York sports
club.
It's real
pro. It's great. We go to.
It's great. Also, Equinox, I get chased around a lot. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Look at the gays. See those eyebrows?
The gays will follow me from the pec station all the way to the fucking calf station.
You can't do an air squat without somebody's hands all over me.
Schwitz is very dangerous for me.
There's just not even comparison between the two. This is...
I know.
I know. It's nice.
New York Sports Club. I wouldn't even use a guest pass from that place. It's hot garbage. Much less the steam room.
It's actually not that bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's a process, though. What do you want?
Look, it's not Blink.
You want me to work
out?
You want me to not
It's not Planet Fitness.
Yeah, it's way better than those two.
It's actually not, because I'll tell you why. Because what they charge, they're living in this in-between space. Be shit or be good. Pick one.
Be shit.
Blink and Planet Fitness go, we're shit.
Yeah.
Here's free pizza on Mondays. Here's some bagels.
You want some fucking Charleston shoes on Tuesdays? Go in a bucket of a motherfucker.
They're Tootsies on their own.
They suck.
Those fruity Tootsie Rolls. The fruity Rolls.
Flavored Tootsie Rolls are lights out, dude.
You don't know what flavor they are, too.
Slice of Americana.
They all taste like juicy fruit.
They're not food.
Lights out.
I don't know what it is, but they're fucking delicious.
Yeah, delicious.
At least Equinox says, you know, we're going to be here. These New York sports, they're like in this in-between stage.
That's fine.
Yeah.
There's room for it.
Shit or get off the pot.
New York is better than Crunch, too. Like, New York Sports Club
No, it's
okay.
not. Crunch, actually, so a few years ago, I worked in the fitness industry.
You know what you were saying earlier about the guy that's doing this just to rile you up?
No.
And you start hating him?
No, huh? That's not me.
This is what you're doing right now, man.
I'm not spoiling
steam room, actually.
Yeah. What this guy doing is...
What happened?
Yeah, let's go.
What happened with the pedophile story? We started fucking 45 minutes ago.
What are you wearing there?
So I'm in nothing.
Two-piece? What are you in there?
Towel. And then if nobody's
nothing
in
underneath,
I open it up and I fucking lay out. I stretch. I swear to God, dude, I do ab exercise in there. It's fucking
naked.
Yeah, no one's in there.
It's hot.
It's pretty big.
That's a fantasy.
There's a shower in the steam room. I could shower while I'm in there to cool off.
What?
It's
damn.
Smells of eucalyptus. It's fucking incredible. Guess what? I don't. New York Sports Club. You have to rent towels or whatever their fucking policy is. Yeah, Doggy.
They got rid of the towels.
Unlimited.
You get a roll of bounty when you sign up.
Dude, I'm not kidding. It really bothered me.
No more towels, but we do have Charles to choose. We actually do have Charles to choose now.
What are we even talking about?
Tommy, just have some Skittles and shut up, man.
The towels were such a nice touch.
No towels, but here's a Mars bar. Here you go, guy.
Now I just dry off like an old fucking Doberman.
He's just fucking jogging briskly.
I take a shower and do jumping jacks.
Doggy, no, you need towels, man.
We know it's high-end shit.
It's all Kiehl's products in the locker rooms.
I was raised in a gym that had exposed brick. Everybody wore... there was a sign above the treadmill that said, no work boots on the treadmill. That's how white trash it was. So this is a nice
little... Yeah, he grew up with the gym that fucking Rocky worked at when Nicky died.
They had paint on their boots.
The one that fucking Apollo took them to in LA. Those guys looked like they fucked somebody up.
That scene is hilarious because fucking Paulie just comes in and he's just uncomfortable around black people. That's the whole point of this likable character. He's like, yo, these fucking blacks, they're here.
Rock, what are we doing? Let's get out of here. Meanwhile, he's a fat slob.
We're not supposed to mix with the blacks.
That gym look like you get some work done there. Dude,
yeah.
You're winning.
Yeah,
whatever you're doing, you're winning. You work out at that place.
Hell yeah.
So I'm in the steam room, and this the way a steam room works is obviously when it cools down, they have a heat sensor in the room, right? And when it cools down to a certain level, the steam will come back on and refill the room with steam. Then it cools back down, and it's just based off of that sensor, which senses what temperature it's at, right? Now
he's talking to us like we have local degrees, which is fine. Right? We understand HVAC. Yeah. We got it.
Yes. We know what a thermostat is. Fucking
dumb. We all just let them go.
It's all automatic. Yeah, yeah. You understand
so
that?
So there's mercury in this thing. And if it's too hot, the
now have you guys ever seen wood before? Are you familiar with lava rocks? It's awesome.
Well, it's a steam, not a sauna. Okay. So I'm in there, and the steam had just went. It was filling up the room, right? I was doing my impression. I was just getting Tommy jealous. Tommy, can I hear your steam room, Tommy?
No. He almost whistled.
I don't know. I've never been in a steam room.
You've never been in a steam room?
No.
Tommy. I wonder if New York Sports Club is like, it's a sauna.
It's just two fat guys going. It's not a
toaster oven with the door open.
Yeah, it's not.
Tommy, let's go Schwitz after this.
Yeah, let's go Schwitz.
I swear to God, we'll go with this one right here.
You can get him in?
That's an old school one, too.
Fuck yeah. Tommy's jacked.
Tommy's jacked.
Tommy's Schwitz.
Shape. You can't bring him to Equinox. The gays will go fucking bananas.
I got a backdoor entrance.
So, hey. So, another guy comes in. Now, the steam had just gone off. Like, the step was coming out. Went off, right? So, it meant it's hot enough. The automated sensor said, hey, it's hot enough in here.
Yeah.
So, another guy comes in. Now, one of the way you do is if you want it to get hotter, you take... cold water, you pour
start
it.
Start jerking off.
You pour it over the sensor.
Start figuring yourself. Heat things up in here a little bit.
You take cold water, you pour it over the sensor, and it tricks the sensor into believing that it has cooled down, and then it refills the room with steam. It's an old trick. Everyone, the oldest trick in the book, oldest steam room trick.
You're going to be the guy that burns down the Equinox.
But this guy comes in. Now, it was plenty steamy. The steam thing just went off. This guy comes in, and he goes, it's just me and him, and he goes, he's like, hey, man, you mind if I hit the sensor with the ice water, and I said, yeah, the thing just went off. No, don't.
Ooh. Okay. Which
nobody says no. Like, nobody ever says no. Everyone goes, yeah, of course, dude. Add more steam.
What is this? You just showing your teeth?
This is actually the point, because I kind of wanted more steam. But I didn't like that he was deciding right there. It was just sort of, it was a little obnoxious. Like, it was very steamy.
He just walked in and didn't establish himself?
I was like, you know what? No, it's not time for new steam. I decided that it's not time for new steam. And the rules are of the club that they have a sensor. That's actually against the rules of the club. I'm not going to rat him out. I'm not a piece of shit. But it's against the rules. You're not supposed to do that.
You just did it.
No, I didn't do it. It does it naturally.
You've done it before, though.
Yeah, of course.
So this guy's wrong, but you're not.
I am also wrong when I do it.
I understand what
that's
you're saying.
That's not what we're talking about, though. Also,
so this is just a psych. You too. Like he asked.
No, he asked, and I said no.
This is psychological warfare that you had with yourself, and you just want to pick on somebody.
I think I can translate this. I think I can translate this into non-
I enjoy this.
Tommy, I think I can translate this into non-regent diploma.
Okay. Help me out. Help me out.
Okay. So Lewis was in the okay. The other guy came in. And then the rocks went. Is that what you're saying?
I'm essentially yes.
No, what you're saying is that fucking you pay the money for this place. You're in there. You got it set up, and this fucking guy comes in and tries to set the tone when he's barely got a foot in the fucking door.
The reality was like
you got to keep them those punks in check in the city.
It was hot enough in the steam room. It was just hot enough in the steam room. It didn't need any more steam. At the end of the day, like all I said, I was like, yeah, the thing just went off. So like ultimately, no, you really shouldn't hit
That's
it.
Cool.
Give it a minute, right? So I lay down, and then I hear.
Oh,
he trickled on anyway.
I hear.
Yes.
And then.
Are you kidding me?
Now you have to say
he
something.
He said,
again.
"Fuck
Wait,
you."
It was a Poland Spring bottle that he was using. Holy shit! This guy's a dick.
No, it was one of the Equinox metal canisters, and it makes that sound. It literally went. And I was like, "What?" I like, popped up, and I was like, "What?" I was like, you just asked me. I was like, the thing is fucking hot enough. It's a sensor. I'm standing there fucking with my towel like around my waist naked. And I was like,
is this a big dude?
Yeah, Connie. He's like, everyone's in shape there.
Can you handle him?
Probably.
Huh.
But I'm also.
He doesn't think that, apparently.
Maybe.
Yeah, he made it.
So I was like, I was like.
He made that real clear.
I was like, is your fucking steam room? I was like, you decide. I was like, you asked me if I fucking wanted to hit it again. I said no. So then you look me in the fucking face and do it anyway? Am I a fucking punk? Are you out of your fucking mind? And then I walked out of the
really
steam room.
You said that to him?
I sucked his cock. You are a true alpha.
Oh, daddy. Oh, yeah, that was the good side of you sucking his cock.
That is how it starts. You guys Bunky. Start light kissing. I like it.
How would he say?
Nothing.
You did say that to him.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Because Lewis is a guy that doesn't leave. He says it.
Oh, yeah.
I tell everybody that I said this, but I kept my fucking mouth shut.
He just stared forward.
That's what I said in the car.
And I started getting more angry. Because I was like, at least fucking acknowledge what I'm saying. At least go, like...
Wait, he just ignored you?
He's literally just staring forward. And I'm like...
Did he have his earphones on or something?
No. And then I was like... It ended with me being like... I just called him a fucking cocksucker. And then I walked out. Then I came back a couple minutes later because I shaved and he was gone already.
What a fucking dick.
But the point is that I wasn't even really mad about it being hotter in the steam room. It was about the perceived disrespect of him fucking... hitting the thing right after he asked me if I wanted him to.
He checked you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got to be careful because he might go and fucking and bitch to the bitch to the people.
Do you mean
said something to him?
You mean Gary Veeder's father-in-law, who is the general manager of the place, who I know very well. I was the best man at his daughter's wedding. Do you mean that guy who I already put in a complaint about that guy who hit the steam room in with?
I didn't know Veeder had Equinox money. Wait, did you make all that up?
No, I swear to God, sure.
Damn.
Hmm?
You get a percentage off your month?
No, I don't. They don't do that.
That's New York Sports Club.
This is what I love about Equinox. They don't even comp celebrities. They're like, no.
Why would they comp a celebrity?
Because the celebrities get comp for everything.
I heard you can only pay in Bitcoin or foie gras. Either way, what the fuck, man? That's crazy.
It is a little crazy. I know. I live my life that way.
That's not crazy.
Oh, the guy's crazy.
What a fucking... I don't know. Did he look scared at all? Maybe he was...
Maybe a little scared, but here's the thing. The people walk around...
I mean, you're asking to get punched in the fucking face for something like that.
Did he wait? What was the time between you saying no and him putting water on the rocks or whatever?
Maybe 30 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Damn. He asked and then fucking did it anyway.
And he tried to do it slickly.
That rules.
Do you remember this guy's face? You're going to see him at the gym?
Yeah, I'll see him again.
Oh, shit.
That's a big joint, though, right?
I've had a lot of problems in those steam rooms. A lot of problems.
I'm listening.
I often get men trying to suck my cock.
Yeah, that's what
like,
it's for.
And you got to like push their heads away? Or are they like...
Do they just come right out, or is this like a...
No, usually...
All the dinners after, it's killing them.
No, the move is they will sit there, and then they will open their towel and expose their semi-erect penis to you. And if you're a homosexual, you go, tasty, and you start sucking it.
What do you say?
Me, I'm like, hey, put your fucking dick away, weirdo.
All right, you don't got to be like that. Yeah, it's 2021.
Yeah, no.
It's a compliment. He thinks you're attractive.
Don't pull your dick out at me, dude.
You
don't
give him a curtsy. You say thank you, and then that's it.
Dude.
You put water on the rocks. That's all you do. You fucking...
Nice piece. You want to grab a smoothie?
it's a weird thing. I'm not like hateful, because you're right, and I do start getting in my head like, dude, am I fucking like a bigot? Because I don't want to suck these homosexuals' penises in the steam room. But they're so, they're exposing themselves to you. I understand the whole fucking, like, Louis argument where they're like, fucking, If Louis was just pulling his dick out to chicks, right, and just going like, yeah, then yeah, it's fucking creepy as shit, because I've dealt with that 100 times at an Equinox steam room, and I can handle myself. So at the end of the day, I'm not like afraid. I can handle myself. If you're a woman and some dude just pulls his dick out at you, I understand the sort of you freeze up. But that's not what was happening. Louis is a fucking creep, and he would ask these chicks if he could jerk off in front of them, and you know, that's that. And whether you want to believe that's an abuse of power or not, I don't subscribe to that thought that you can abuse your power that mildly. That's not abuse of power. Trying to get laid off of fucking being a famous person is half the reason people try to get famous. Let's get real. So shout out to
real
Louis.
Tommy.
You know what?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass.
There we go.
It's time to get real ass.
What are we doing after this? We're going to Sports Club, guys.
I am, actually.
I don't want to go to Equinox with all these fucking exhibitionists. Over
That's
there.
Where I'm going right after.
Foley's getting his shit together. He's going to the gym all the time now.
Yeah.
5 days a week.
Shit, baby.
You're good, Foley.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, yeah. We're working on it. No one's hitting on me in the steam room yet, though. That's a compliment. That's you're a good-looking
you
know. Kid.
That's when you know.
Yeah, it's a compliment, but you still don't want... You don't want somebody pulling their dick out at you.
When you think about it like that, yeah, I completely understand.
Yeah, it's just an uncomfortable feeling. And then it's also like... It's not only... It's like... It is almost like... because it doesn't happen, you're not used to responding to that. So what happens is you're like... You're in this moment of like being truly like taken off guard. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. That's like a fucking, like somebody like me, I don't like being taken off guard. I like to know what the fuck's going on, what's in front of me. I don't like surprises. I don't like any of that shit, dude. So,
Are they looking at you when they expose themselves? Or is the guy just exposing himself like, I just want to get a nice, you know, steam? Or is he looking at you in the eyes like, hey,
he'll fucking look at you, then he'll. Then he'll do this move where he'll give it a little pump, where he'll make it move.
He'll do a kegel?
Maybe a little bounce.
He'll
give a little bounce. And that's when I get really mad.
Why are you staring
that's
so
a
hard?
Moment
How
where
could
I'm
you
like,
see through the steam that he's making his
just because he can. I can't do that. Are you kidding
bounce
me?
Your dick. If, you're little, if they're semi hard,
I get a car battery or something to fucking. Are you kidding me? Things on life alert.
Can we see the 8-year-old? This was the biggest ADD we've ever had. Yeah. In fact, ADD it up, Shannon. This has been a nice little bit of ADD. That was a 40-minute-long ADD session.
We had steam room stories.
Let's pull up this 8-year-old.
Okay, so let me just give you a little bit of... Yeah, she's 22. Tommy can't hear me.
Before we do this, you said she was 22.
Tommy can't hear me. Yes, she's 22. So when she was 6 months old...
You never know.
He's not going to let me talk because he can't hear me, Louis.
I can hear you.
Okay, but Tommy's going to keep talking. Okay.
Oh, wow.
What? Because he doesn't have his headphones on. Shannon's
put your headphones on. Shannon's...
Tommy, the boss is talking.
Could you please shut up, Tommy? Please shut your fucking mouth. Shut your fucking mouth, Tommy. You gave everyone COVID and I fucking hate you.
Tommy, learn how to fucking podcast, you loser.
I don't like wearing headphones.
Okay, so when she was 6 months old, she was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in her brain. So she was given chemotherapy, which stunted her growth. So once she reached 3 feet, 10 inches, she stopped growing right there. Her bones fused. That's it. She's full height now.
Can we see her?
Yeah. So here's just her face. Then I'll show you some other pictures.
My God.
Oh, no.
So she's the size of an 8-year-old. Hold on.
Oh, my God. So you're telling me.
Oh, here she BBQs.
She's smoking.
What the fuck?
She's got to get this.
Hilarious that she smokes.
And likes margaritas.
And she's a stripper.
And she's pole dancing. She's really just trying to live her complete trashy Jersey whore life.
That's tough.
So she has a show that's coming out in January. And I have the trailer if you want to see that.
Please.
Oh, here we go.
This is going to be a big hit. I can tell you that.
Brittle, look at me.
She got tattoos as well.
Doing normal little girl things with my fun, crazy family.
I have no clue what lane you're in.
Because you're supposed to sit up.
I am sitting
she
up.
Can't
I
still sit. Can't sit.
I mean, if I'm going to fuck a child.
Jesus.
What? Let me finish. Let me finish.
Oh my God. Look
great,
at
great
with the mouth
still, Shannon. Come on. What are you doing, Shannon?
Jesus Christ.
You didn't do him any favors.
Yeah, that would be that. She legitimately.
She literally looks like she's saying, I'm
looks
gonna,
and
I'm
sounds
gonna
like
go.
A child.
Yeah, this is bad.
Go ahead.
Not a little girl. I'm a woman.
I'd rather to do a dab. Who's rather to do some dabs with me?
Stuck is she... in the body of an 8-year-old.
We can't have children at the bar.
I want to get a tattoo.
How old are you?
Pause it. There is an age requirement.
I think it's really funny that that's the setup of literally every episode. She just goes to do something else, and they don't preemptively tell the person. She's like, I want to learn how to fly an airplane.
I'm going to go buy Grand Theft Auto 3 at GameStop.
Kid, you can't skydive. I'm sorry. She's fucking with the guy at the roller coasters. That's the show.
She's like, how much is breast augmentation surgery?
Can I get the Pfizer shot?
I would like to apply for Social Security, please. What the fuck?
Let's see. Who is this with? Is this her dad with her?
I'm not sure.
Do you know if she dates?
What?
Is she going on any dates on the
So
trailer?
That's what she's complaining about, is that any guy that's interested in her is like a gross man.
Yes.
Yeah, duh.
I mean, what are you doing? That's a fucking crazy thing
that
for her, though.
She should work for the FBI and shit.
Yeah.
She should be just like, be a Fisher for
her whole life.
Yeah.
What a depressing life, just being bait for pedophiles every day.
Like it's Julia Childs moved to France.
She'd be closing cases.
Left and right, dude.
I just told you that.
I know. That's why I was looking at you.
All right, here. I want to watch this one.
Sarah was 6 months old when we found out she had brain cancer.
My pituitary gland was rendered almost dormant because of the chemotherapy. The doctor told me I was done growing. My bones refused.
Can they put her in a normal fucking chair?
My height is 3 feet and 10 inches.
One of those big chairs.
Yeah, like one of those big chairs in like Nantucket.
Hello, Raymond Flanagan. I want the biggest one you can.
Somebody get my daughter down. She's got to piss.
You find out she's regular size. They use bigger
shit. One of those dog ladders at the base of her bed.
I guess almost guilty that she will have to go through this for the rest of her life. So all I can do is protect her.
Even though I physically can't grow up, I desperately want to be treated like a grown up.
Bitch, my OnlyFans is coming out next week.
She's like, I like
my relationship status is single. I'm short. Leave me alone. I attract creeps.
Her eyes are 22, though.
And idiots. Yeah.
She looks like she
it
needs
is
a
scary
nap.
To put myself out there, but you have to put some risk in to get happiness.
Pause for that. This is, I don't even know how she could date. Like, and this is not being disrespectful to her.
You
like,
can't.
She's like, anybody you're going to date, any man,
should be arrested.
He's a fucking pedophile.
He's at least running the risk of getting knocked out at the restaurant.
Dog, he's a fucking pedophile.
She's got to date a midget. She's got to look for a midget guy that's in his 30s.
Even that.
She's not attracted to that. There's no way.
She wants to get cracked out by LeBron.
I mean, she deserves, and I mean this, she deserves the best looking and most successful pedophile in the world. Like the guy that she should like, he's going to be a pedophile, but she doesn't deserve it. She's 22 years old. So she should live a good life. But I don't know how to get there. Like, how do you?
You can't. She's just got to get some toys and diddle herself forever.
Some toys?
You can't be with a man.
I immediately thought of like dolls and stuff. thought of like easy bake oven. And you're talking about the
Tamagotchi.
Couple
of G.I. Joe's.
You'll
be all right.
Is there a guy with her disease? Could she find that guy? But then she'd have to be attracted to a child. It's like, that's a really fucked up problem.
Any guy would
be
exposed.
I'm sure she can find somebody out there. It's not going to be easy.
No, she can't find anybody.
She can't.
Underlying, like
it's the first episode.
I'm going to watch this show.
Everybody's going to watch it, wondering
who's going to
date.
Wild, Shannon. Great job. This is a great retarded ass Shannon topic.
By the way, I feel like her only option would be to catfish somebody, like find a picture of a girl that looks similar to her, like in a like a grown up looking person, and then you know flip the script when they finally meet.
He's like, "What? I hit the lottery?"
Oh my god! I thought you were 18. Fucking god,
Doggy. I don't know how to feel about that. It's just I don't know what to do for her. I feel bad for this little girl. Is she a virgin?
She's toys and gigolos.
It doesn't say. There's 1 minute left. You want to watch it?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, I am going on a blind date. Hi, I'm
Shauna. Oh, black guys, too?
No. That was the impulsive.
Hold on, rewind it for a second.
I'm surprised this guy didn't run for the hills as soon as he saw.
Hell no. Hell no. I got
no
you.
Shit. Fuck this. I'm out of here.
Howdy, bitch. What? Get the fuck out of here.
Setting up no, motherfuckers.
Ain't gonna have it be, bitch. Ain't gonna have it be. No, no, bitch. I get the fuck out of here.
He set her up with the biggest, blackest basketball player they can find.
Just split her like an egg.
Go ahead. I'm blinding.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. I thought that I was.
I bought you 13 pizzas
first.
I do desire more independence for my family because I can't go anywhere without them asking.
She rushes, starts riding the dog away.
Just driving. Bringing them back. Be careful.
I've tried to put my foot down with my parents about doing more independent things. They're gonna buy a house, and then they're gonna be like an addition, and that's where I'm gonna live.
I don't know if I'm ready to let her go, but
the treehouse.
You know, you don't want someone to take advantage of her.
Yeah,
you have to tell them no.
I'm working on my independence. People tell me I'm a fun drunk. Like
question.
Yeah.
Wouldn't technically isn't her body underdeveloped to the point where a drink would hit her the same way it would hit a child? Like, it's based off of like size and weight and like,
yeah,
like
she's drinking apple cider, but she smashed. It's like nothing in it.
Is it?
And she's about to twerk right now. I don't think we should see this part.
She's a grown up fig.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
It's bizarre.
There you go.
That is weird.
And I'm determined to make this year my year to shine.
All right, would you smash though? That's the point of all
shine,
this.
Shine, Tommy.
Would you smash, Tommy?
Absolutely not. I'm not just saying that. I'll tell you that off air.
How much money?
There's no fucking way.
How much money would it take for you to?
I physically
fuck?
Would not.
She's not a child.
Yes, she is. Visually, she's a child. You can't change that in your eyes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get hard.
Tommy didn't even believe it.
Wait, are we in the steam room?
You know how many bottles of water I'd have to roll over those rocks?
So you don't see her?
Yeah.
Covered in steam.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it. All right, this is uncomfortable. Let's change the subject because I feel bad for this girl.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Good luck to her.
It's a good luck to her.
She's got a show.
Going to watch her show that is so fucking interesting. I don't even know what to fucking say.
Everybody at work, for this black guy, they're going to fucking call him immediately. And be like, I didn't know you were like that. What's going on with you? You all right? Are you sick?
Nah, man. Listen, man. That ain't right, man. That was a setup.
It was editing.
There's no edit. Hey, I just worked there. I was teaching how to throw the X.
You should do a wrap-up show of every episode of that when it airs.
Gomez watches... what is the show?
I am Shauna Ray.
I am Shauna Ray. Sure. Shannon, you want to do a Gomez watch a show? I am Shauna Ray show with me?
Yes.
We got to be naked, though, like Naked and Afraid.
Shannon. Like, there's no way he can tie that.
I was trying to do Naked and Afraid, a show with Shannon, where we watch it naked and afraid. Like, how cool would that be? Well, we blur. We blur.
You're naked, she's afraid.
Oh.
I know, that was great.
Shannon, talk to me about this.
I apologize.
This is an interesting story. Apparently, there's an Indian village, and...
Don't do any fucking voices.
Oh, yeah, stop with the voice.
I was already thinking of three. Christ.
Don't you have any friends?
I was already thinking of three.
You're like a racist Muppet over there. Shut up.
Nobody's ever smacked you across the face.
Fuck you. Fuck both of you fucks. I hope you fucking
starts doing our voices. Yeah. God damn it. It's good. What are you going to do?
All right. We must thank Zippix for supporting today's show. I'll tell you right now, if you smoke cigarettes, stop. If you're vaping, stop. If you fucking chewing tobacco, stop all that shit, okay? You want to quit. This is the year to do it. 2022 is on the horizon. Zippix makes incredible nicotine-laced toothpicks. So nobody
Big
even
J
knows.
Big J gave me one.
Doggy.
Yeah, at Skanks last time, he was whipping them out. He was putting them in his mouth, and I grabbed one and put it in my mouth. And boy, oh boy, was it great.
Dude, it worked. It literally, I'll tell you right now, like, I'm not a smoker anymore. I smoked two packs a day for 10 years. I know what a good cigarette buzz feels like. I put a Zippix in my mouth for a minute, and within a minute, I was like, oh my God, dude, I'm feeling buzz, like an actual cigarette fucking buzz. And I had to take it out because I don't want to get addicted again.
Yeah.
This is for the people that are trying to quit, not pick it back up. Yeah. So if you're not a smoker, don't start using Zippix because I think you're going to fucking really like the buzz that they're going to give you. It happens very fast, and they have six awesome flavors. I had the watermelon mint, which was fucking delicious.
I had that one too. It was so good. I mean, I just love having things in my mouth. You know what I mean? Because oral fixation.
Oh, I know it.
So, and I had that on my little lips. Boy, oh boy. Then I feel good.
You can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to smoke, movie theaters, restaurants, clubs, whatever it is. There's no smell, there's no smoking, there's no hiding cigarette butts, and it costs way less than cigarettes. So right now, go to ZippixToothpicks.com. That's Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, and start your healthier alternative today. All right, where were we? So apparently there's a village in India where monkeys have killed 250 dogs.
Revenge killing.
By dropping them from the tops of buildings in revenge for the dogs killing one of the baby monkeys. Shannon, give me more information about this. What happened here?
So people
play the trailer.
people are panic stricken in this particular area because the monkeys have taken over. When they can't get to the dogs, like they start attacking children. It seems that it all started when a pack of dogs killed one of the baby monkeys, and ever since then the monkeys have gone crazy and they've been just attacking all the dogs. And the way that they kill them is to drag them to the top of a building and drop them.
Let's go to live on scene to India. We have the mayor of India.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Such a bad day today.
I fucking hate you.
It's terrible.
It's gonna piss off.
Oh my goodness!
I fucking hate you.
The monkeys, no good.
If he's not getting smashed on this chat, I don't.
Oh my goodness, Tom, my God. Why do they
do this?
Yeah.
Why do they do this?
The local version.
Now we're on over to China. One McDonald's in China has installed branded exercise bikes for people to ride while eating.
Really?
Now
that's what I'm talking about.
Now we're going to the manager of the Ping Kwong McDonald's.
Wait, that's all we're going to talk about? The dogs? That's
Ching Chong Ding Dong.
I want to go back to the dogs, but I got to dance for a paycheck.
You pay double. You pay double. Double time. Double McDonald's. You pay double.
That's all I can do Chinese.
Terrible.
Right, so these
just bomb after bomb, and he just fucking chews right through them.
What type
still
of monkeys
smiling
are they?
Who? What kind of shoes?
What type of monkeys?
It doesn't say
gotta be
the type
big.
Of
There's
got
to be footage of
they
them.
They sound Italian, to be honest with you, with the methods.
Shannon, do you have video?
Is this violence going to bring your dog back to you? Or my monkey back to me?
I'm going to take every last one of you fucking dogs. Every last one of you fucking dogs.
All right, that's it. We're moving on to dogs tonight around midnight.
Shannon, do you have any footage from India from this?
We're going to go to the Park Hyatt. To the highest
No,
floor.
They cut all the security cameras before they kill the dogs. They're not idiots. These are professionals. You think these are just stick-up guys? They know what they're doing. This is organized crime, Lewis.
Channel,
it's gotta be footage.
Let's go to footage from the monkey attacking this dog or these dogs.
Okay, here's one angle.
Oh shit!
I don't want to see this.
Shannon, this is one of my favorite movies. This is Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That's
is
the second
not
one or first one.
That is not. That's the first one. That's Caesar.
Good, Shannon, a good trilogy
from the movie. She does this a lot. She gets confused. Every once in a while, I ask her for like news footage, and then she fucking just Googles.
She
the
did
first
that with the tornadoes the other day.
Can I say this,
Janet? Do you have any real footage of the the monkeys attacking these dogs?
Yeah, here.
Let me see, Shannon. What do you got? Shannon.
Oh shit.
That's Cuba Gooding Jr.
What movie is this?
I thought it was LL Cool J.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You sure it's not
the
LL?
The fuck is wrong? That's Cuba Gooding Jr. and the set of Snow Dogs.
Wow. I thought it was Boys in the Hood too. I don't know what they were doing. I missed that one. I'm a big John Singleton fan. Don't get me wrong.
Shannon's been watching too much Legion of Skanks lately. I apologize to all the people that are.
You're a piece of shit.
Shannon, do you have any real footage?
This isn't the first time.
This one's for real.
This is the real one? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to see it. Oh, poor doggy.
So a monkey is holding.
What's this from?
Monkey's got a nice coat.
Why?
Good head of hair on that monkey.
Oh my God, this is horrible. This footage is so bad.
What movie is it from?
I don't know, but somebody got paid to do this.
No.
No monkey. No monkey. Monkey. You probably could have made it a little shorter, but it's fine. No monkey. It is making me laugh, though.
Oh,
shit. No.
Show the crack.
Oh, no.
Show the
no.
Rock.
Wow.
Think he made it?
That was sad.
Listen, this isn't the first time these monkeys started acting up. When the pandemic started and there was no food around, they started getting real. They started taking over towns. Now they're whacking dogs. That's not good.
Yeah. I really thought you were gonna say riots and then BLM. Yeah, I really thought you
I was waiting
like,
for it.
It was Times Square. We had to put a wooden plank.
Terrible.
I have an actual image of like one of the monkeys like stealing one of the dogs.
Let me see.
There we go.
Oh, come on.
This is it.
Look at his ass. That monkey's got a fat ass. A little heart in his ass,
damn,
too.
That's a baboon.
I don't know what they are.
That's crazy. They're holding a grudge that
this is
long.
The video, it's there's no point in really playing it, but it's just they captured some of the monkeys. So they're trying to like fight back. Does it see
they're
it looks
not
evil?
Them,
I don't know what they're doing with them.
I'm telling you, ever since the pandemic, they've been acting real weird.
I would have
when
no
people were off the streets, they were doing real weird stuff.
When now I watch Naked and Afraid,
only in India or monkeys in general?
The stories that I read were in towns in India just because there's a lot of monkeys.
Every time I watch Naked and Afraid,
there was no food for the scavenge.
They'll happen upon like some wild monkeys, right? They'll be walking through.
Never fuck
and
with
And then
them.
They see in the trees, they're like, oh shit, there's baboons are staring at us. And I would have no fear of a monkey. Like, I would have a fear of like an ape or like a fucking, you know, like a silverback gorilla or like a chimpanzee, like a full grown chimpanzee. But like some little shit monkey,
yeah,
dude, that monkey would fuck you up,
that
man.
Monkey would yeah, fuck
I will,
you up.
I will one on one.
A baboon?
No,
would fuck you up.
One on one,
rip your face.
Lewis,
rip your face.
They
off.
Could squish your head.
Rip just your a face. Monkey, like a little fucking one that's on top of a music box.
Dude,
the
a
fuck
chimp.
Out of here,
you
dude.
Know how strong a chimp is?
I said I can't beat up a chimp.
Oh, okay.
I will admit that right now.
All
right,
all right. But a baboon? You think a baboon's?
No, baboons
like
are huge
monkey.
Too.
Baboons are huge.
The little doorbell, the ones that work at hotels.
When I
like
went,
in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
A fucking.
When I went to the Tiger King place, whatever it's called.
You guys want
to
see a cool movie? A video?
Can't just get it. Fuck your story, Lewis. Yeah,
Tommy, fuck. We're broadcasting.
No,
right
I just
maybe we can talk about this.
What's a cool video?
Off air.
No, I was just thinking about that lady got her.
You
face,
guys want to get something to eat?
Her face eaten by a chimp.
We did
there's
it recently.
A real, I know. There's a good one with a bear.
A bear eating a chick's
a bear
face.
Bear ate a dude's face.
Oh, I saw that one. He's like in Russia. He's like lying on the ground, and he's
talking about. No, he's not Russian. He's speaking English.
Well, he's not rushing anywhere after the berries.
Oh,
hey, all right.
How you doing?
Hey, yes, thank you.
I was about to do a Russian accent. So close. So close to do a Russian accent. Very close.
Let me find it.
No, just tell Shannon. Tell her a few keywords.
Yeah, just say, man gets face eaten by bear. And there's a video of him talking into his phone. Nothing's there.
Oh,
and he's telling his son what happened. He's like, the bear it was running.
And his face is
the bear.
Maybe I didn't see
but
that.
But it's got a happy ending, so you got to find his face.
He gets a face implant?
He gets a
what
face.
Oh.
He gets a new face. And he looks good.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. I
but
see
the video.
This,
video
this guy who got his face eaten by a bear.
See this. This is
it's great. Real ass dude right here.
He is. Truly.
Oh, man. This is going to be creepy.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Sorry, just give me the ones I'm finding are all censored. Just give me a
minute. Go to chaotic.
Lewis, what were
go
you
to LimeWire.
I don't even remember. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're going
to
have to
see a video.
You're going to have to bury that computer, too.
Tommy.
Hold on. I can get it for you.
No, Tommy. No.
I got it on my iPhone 5. Hang on one second.
Hold on. Who fiended right here?
So,
Delco actually sucks.
in the meantime,
nobody Google it. I'll Google it.
In the meantime, pull up the hottest mom in the world who goes on double dates with her daughter, Shannon. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
This we can get behind.
That's Cuba Gooding Jr. from.
Of course.
Another movie.
Poor Shannon was looking up one thing. Now
she's think of another Cuba Gooding Jr. movie.
Man, Tommy threw a wrench in this. Holy
yeah, Tommy, yeah. we're having such a good flow.
I'm sorry.
Jeez Christ.
He's still looking.
I thought I was bad, Tommy. You fucking
it's okay. Tommy.
Yeah, I got it.
Send it to Shannon.
I am.
Shannon, what's your number?
He's got dial. I'm just going to take 3 years.
Oh, let's see. Mama mia.
Hottest mom in the world. Is that the mom on the left?
Yes.
Whoa. Wow.
44.
She actually looks a little better than I think her daughter does.
She's substantially hotter than her daughter.
They're both.
The mom is on the left.
Yeah.
The mom's hotter. Unquestionably.
Too, yeah.
Unquestionably.
Both beautiful, but the mom looks a bit more mature.
Oh, the mom looks twice as hot as the daughter.
Wait, what? Who's who?
I mean, maybe like.
Daughter's on the left, or mom's on the left.
Wow.
Brunette.
Wow, that's
Brunette
insane.
Is the mom.
What's this story?
The dad's shitty genes are getting into the daughter.
Yeah, the mom is hotter.
The mom
but
is
still,
out of this fucking
what do you got to do to crack her? What do you
gotta fuck up?
Look at them. She's fucking.
Where's that? Normandy?
Las
what the
Vegas?
Fuck kind of beach is that? What the fuck?
What's the point of this
story?
Were
those story? Trenches behind her? She's fucking taking pictures with trenches
she
in
just
the
has a kid?
Her and her daughter go on double dates.
She's the hottest mom in the world, Tommy.
She's the hottest mom in the world. Sorry. She could be. She's one of the hottest moms in the world.
How old's her daughter?
Hottest over 40-year-old woman that we've seen in a while.
She's 44. Her daughter is 21.
Wow. Gorgeous.
Do they have OnlyFans?
It doesn't say anything about that.
Usually when these articles come out, it's because they've paid somebody to promote an OnlyFans.
Really?
Because that right there, I'm looking at that, I'm like, I want to see this girl naked right now.
She's giving me Instagram model vibe, though. Not OnlyFans.
Yeah, they do talk about their Instagram in the article. Yeah. You could share this. This is the Instagram page. 614,000 followers.
Mama mia.
Jolene Diaz. Hell yeah. Mom, 44. She's a teacher.
Good Lord.
Slim.
Good for her. God bless her.
Travels a lot.
And single. Yeah,
everybody's paying for it.
Yeah. It's so funny because I'm almost 40, and 44 sounds so old to me.
Take really?
44 sounds really
44
old.
Is young. I'm 45.
Yeah.
44 is right in my wheelhouse.
All right.
Did you find the Tommy's video, Shannon?
Tommy's bare face.
I just texted it to you.
Okay, hold on.
Get an attitude, Tommy. Right,
in the meantime, I'm going to open up a Christmas gift that I received from a fan.
There we go.
Right, if you guys want, everybody.
If you want to send gifts, I do take gifts like hot Instagram model chicks. So just send me anything. I will open it on the show.
You guys want to see a video? I'm trying to cut this off.
You guys ever
quick.
See Independence Day?
151 First Avenue, New York, New York. 10009, Shannon?
Number 311. 10003.
Thomas just starts doing Spider-Man spoilers.
Let's see.
Oh, what?
What's that, a menu?
What?
They gave
book
me,
report?
They gave me something to read. Luis J. Gomez, read as Big J to your Italian side. Merry Christmas, Big J. What?
This guy's a psychopath.
Dude. I have no idea what this is.
It's a Chinese menu?
This is the worst gift I've ever received in my entire life.
I think we found a date for the 8-year-old.
Black for a day for LJG. First, you will survive 50% of knife fights you start with a Muslim or Eastern European cab drivers and fail in 100% you don't. What is he talking about?
You gotta stop
fan bombing.
Address out, man.
This is crazy, dude. I was so excited to have a fucking
Can
gift.
You start reading the document?
I don't know, dude. Luis J. Gomez, read as Big J to your Italian side. Merry Christmas, Big J. Ogerson. Dude, I've been a fan of yours for about 7 years, and I wonder why no one has approached you with the vehicle you need to have black basketball players in Philly love you as much as Kevin Hart. I'm going to give you a gift.
Are you getting served right now?
I have no idea, dude. What is this?
It sounds like it's a present for Big J.
Shannon, what is this?
Sounds like you're opening somebody's Christmas present.
You know, by the way, all I want for Christmas is a PS5. That's all I want. That's all I fucking want.
Then buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to, but you would think that my fucking family or friends or anybody would just fucking figure it out for me.
Yeah, you need a Sony account.
What do you mean? You're the head of the family. It sucks from here on out.
I would be happy. It would warm my heart if somebody listened to what I want.
No.
Nobody's going to listen.
No.
It's difficult. So you got to have a Sony account or you're going to pay like $800.
What are you working on now? What do you got, a PS4?
No, I got a
Xbox
360, I think.
Okay.
Not even the Series X?
No, not the new one.
Wow.
Fuck off, Figs.
Fuck yourself.
You want to see the bear video?
Let's see the bear
video.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck, man? Welcome to Tommy. Zach Amico Spook Show, everybody.
He's talking.
That's it. It's only 4 seconds.
That's what's up, nigga.
That was it.
What was
seconds.
He saying?
I don't hear
it's very
anything.
Short. He's talking about how fast the bear was.
I can try to play it again, but please. I didn't hear anything.
That freaking healed so fast. I shot you right in and down in a ditch.
How does he have a voice?
What the fuck?
This is like rotten.com.
Go down in that article and you can see the recreation of his face and what he looks like today.
This is what you're doing with your time?
He sounded so normal.
We got to get you.
No, that's the surgery. There's one more. Modern day.
I mean, did the bear just happen to miss his eyes and shit?
Look at him.
Or one of
wow.
his eyes.
Right?
Wow, that is sick.
That's pretty good, dude.
That's
How did
great.
They do that?
Objectively.
What the fuck?
Objectively better looking than Ralph's.
Look at his t-shirt. Look at his merch.
It looks like Vincent D'Onofrio. He's got...
Oh, I wasn't always this ugly. A bear gnawed my face.
Give this guy a show.
Right?
That's
great.
A real ass dude.
Got a happy ending.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Man.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
That was brutal. It was worth it. I got bit by a dog once on the finger, and I would never want to relive that again. So I could only imagine this guy, dude. I was walking by this Puerto Rican guy sitting in his yard with like just like a you know, shitty like mutt in the yard, right? And the dog's like wagging his tail, and I walk right over to him, like, oh, look at this cute little dog. I put my finger through the gate, and the dog just goes up to me and he goes, without even barking, without growling, without anything, he just and just bit into my finger, and blood started pouring down my hand. And fucking,
you didn't ask him if his dog bites?
No, no, no. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why would you let me pet your dog? And then he just pointed at the beware of dog sign. Yeah,
you need to know, certain associates of Tommy's in India could take care of that for the right price. Now, what do you want, an ice pick job? What do you want to do? Yeah, we could rip his face off.
I love you.
It's so funny. You guys want to see a video?
Could you imagine? They're so powerful.
Dude, a Kodiak bear.
Yeah, you're not fighting any monkeys, dude.
Kodiak bear could wipe through a village.
I'm telling you.
I didn't say I could beat up a bear. I said I could beat up most species of monkey. Most species of monkey. You are wrong about this. I have no idea how many...
Chimps are like 50 times the strength of a man.
As you're fighting one monkey, it's got to be two. You're not getting one monkey, first of all.
One-on-one,
you're not winning.
Listen to me. Pull up...
You see a baboon's tooth? Their mouth is outrageous, dude.
Bigger to knock out. Bigger tooth to
knock
out of its head.
They're a lot faster than you think.
Shannon, pull up...
And they're also not squaring up.
Pull up the top 10
species.
They're not
going to knock out a fucking baboon.
Yeah, this ain't some YouTuber doing fucking crank on the weekends with a fucking gym bag in the garage.
Pull up, would be
these are wild animals.
Seconds, just gnawing on your neck.
They go right for the butthole, too.
You guys...
You know why?
You guys are very ignorant, and the problem is you know nothing about wildlife.
I follow like 5 wildlife Instagram accounts.
I actually took a wildlife class in high school.
You have your wildlife diploma.
Art, wildlife.
I have stickers of elephants and lions in my notebook.
He has his Jumanji diploma.
Yeah. Then I had carpentry, then I went back to art. Then I had to go to a different school for a half hour. I just sat there in a room, open room.
You're the only guy with 3 lunches.
When Steve Irwin died, I was crushed.
Did you guys have wildlife treasury cards?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I had the entire set, dude. It was awesome.
All the dumb kids had like cheese fries at like 10 a.m. They had that early lunch, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Fourth period.
Oh,
fourth period lunch started at 10, 12.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not ready for this.
I don't want to.
This is a late breakfast.
Yeah, this is going to hurt for hours.
How about eating a Salisbury steak at 10, 12 in the morning?
Just put all the waterheads in the early lunch.
Give them some corn and pizza. That'll knock them right out.
You gotta lay down for 3 hours?
No shit.
Shannon, pull up the top 10 species of monkeys. Here's why you're ignorant. Here's why you're ignorant, because you guys are thinking of the big ones, a gorilla, a chimpanzee. Yeah, nobody's beating up those. And I'll even say a baboon I might have some trouble with, but it's not a foregone conclusion that baboon beats me. Okay.
The list that I found is the top 15 largest species of apes and monkeys. Do you want that?
Yeah,
that's okay. Start from there. Because I did say.
God. Let's start at the top. A gorilla would take King Kong.
Let's start at the top. King Kong. Go ahead. What do you think you can do, Louis?
I'll fuck it up, doggy. I can fight it. No, I've seen Skull Island.
There we go. You're dead.
Hold on.
Don't even fucking.
Let me say. I couldn't beat I could not beat. A silverback gorilla, fine. I'll give you that.
Dude, you ever see them like pulling fucking tourists in the jungle?
No.
So they go on these private tourism trips to see
they're
them.
They're idiots
in the wild. And they get close to the gorilla, and the gorilla just like walks by and casually grabs the ankle of some fucking dude or lady and just drags them for like 25 feet. Just calmly.
Yeah.
Dumb.
That happened. That was a Harambe.
They
right?
are 500 times the strength of a human being.
I there's probably not a single silverback gorilla in the world.
All right, let's go to two.
That wouldn't handle.
Let's go to two.
But what about the weakest silverback gorilla in the world?
Google, Google the smallest monkey.
No,
let's just start by the top smallest monkeys.
Does he have
in
a
New
gun
Jersey
or a bat or anything like that?
All right, so that's
all right. You're dead. That guy's going to read a book to you, then
hold
kill
on
you.
A second.
This guy.
Those are the smart ones.
They're very gentle giants. I got to say.
Dude, that's the one that I go up to to fucking prove my toughness in the yard.
That's your prison knockout.
I hit him with my lunch tray to let everyone else know that I'm the new
fucker.
Yeah, dude.
Wouldn't even dude, be fazed. He'll laugh at you and keep reading the newspaper. No, dude. Those are the type of monkeys that read newspapers. He'll be reading.
I've never seen an orangutan like he's lose eating, his temper. So you might have a
dude,
shot.
Dude, he's eating.
Fucks this guy's problem.
Ants out of yeah.
I'm nice to everybody. What are you doing?
That big fucking
buddy, I'm
hairy
gonna get
asshole.
Your cigarettes in here. You're fucking up the wrong tree.
You want chess? You want to play chess? You go to the orangutan.
He's sucking on the end of a bamboo shoot, just eating beetles out of it. I'm going to go right up to it and just crack him right in his fucking mouth, dude.
It would take
mouth,
a lot.
Not even fake.
I'd fuck up an orangutan.
Really no. quickly.
I disagree.
Dr. Seuss would fuck you up.
When I was searching for orangutan attacks, I found one saying, tourist attacked and raped by 400-pound orangutan because of his orange hair.
What the fuck?
It's a two-minute video.
Right, and that's why I'm hosting everybody, because that got fucked in the brush.
Orangutans are slow, and they're gentle, and they're cool,
we
and they're think. Nice. They're
we
nice.
Think.
They're like hippies,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, until you owe money or something. Then you're fucking dead. You're crazy.
And the random thing is listening to Sublime, just smoking weed, chilling, dude. You hit him right in the face. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
It's not Paulie Shore.
Not cool.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
What's three?
All right, next number. All right, so,
you're dead twice.
50% of the gorillas that we, or the apes we've seen in the world right now, or the monkeys we've seen in the world, I've been able to beat up in a physical fight.
You're not beating up in the right time.
Go ahead.
He will kill you.
Fuck you up.
He will fucking.
How old?
They're very aggressive.
How old?
Mayweather your ass.
You know what? You know what? I don't subscribe to.
He will fucking.
He's not a knockout puncher.
Yeah,
I don't subscribe to the ones where they say they sit in your lap and they're this big and they could fuck you up.
No, you beat that up.
I'll fucking choke out that.
Hell no.
Dad's around you.
No, that thing's super strong. It would jump all over. It's like Batman.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see him coming. I'm telling you, man.
That chimp is just like Batman.
Oh, that thing will destroy you.
That thing has fangs on it.
Yeah,
his whole tongue will be in your ass. That's the one with the long tongue. His tongue will be in your ass while he's ripping your face.
Catch him in the steam room.
Yeah. That's why I call him Mandrill.
That thing, too. That thing would kill
that super
you
fast.
Up.
Fuck you up.
I did. Their fucking testicles and bare assholes are fucking just out.
You're not getting them.
They look like they're in pain. They look like if you just grab their ass bag, they're going to fucking start freaking out.
Yeah,
go to the gibbon. The gibbon's going to
you're not
you
even
too.
Getting that.
Dude, their ass, don't they
that
look,
thing would fuck you up.
Look at the black
reach?
And white cookie right
you're
there.
Not
so when I was down in North Carolina at Doc Antle's place, they let us hold gibbons, right? And the one.
Who's Gibbons?
They're called, is that what it's called?
He's the Gibbons? Porter. He's the Porter there.
He's right.
So
the Porter attacked.
Me and James are both holding him. And the one that James was holding was staring at me.
Was it a baby?
No, they were pretty big. He was just staring. He was like staring like that. And then I look at him, and then the girl was like, "Don't look back at him." And I was like, "Why?" She was like, "Yeah, like he's like doing an
testing
aggressive
you.
Thing with you right now." And I was like, "So I can't look at." And this little monkey out alpha'd me
yes.
in front of my son.
Yes, dude. You got a Mickey Mouse hair and a big lollipop, looking like a real bitch.
This little cute hairy monkey was like.
Dude. Yeah, dude. Stop. You're crazy.
It was so aggressive, dude. Like, you ever see, like, a guy, like, a black guy on the subway for some reason? He's just down to fucking start fighting people that day. He's just staring at people. This is what this little gibbon was doing to me, dude.
Oh,
and I literally was like, I just couldn't look back at him. I was terrified that he was going to just tear my eyeballs out. The problem with them.
There you go.
Because physically, I feel like I could just box him up, right, dude? But they have little tiny eyeball-sized hands.
It's not an exhibition in Atlantic City. They're not playing by rules.
Dude, they have...
Wait, are you going to get to go to a corner and have a Gatorade? It's going to be up your ass.
Dude, if you look at their hands are designed to go into your orifices
yes.
and just to pull them out, dude.
These and eat them.
Yeah, dude. That guy, but I would... Shit hits the fan... I still fuck up a gibbon.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know.
Yes, I do.
What shit is that? What if the deal goes
look
wrong?
At that
look
fuck.
At those
he slapped the shit out of you like that.
Just reaches into my asshole, pulls out my heart.
Fatality.
Yeah, finish me.
Finish you.
Oh, that whole finger's going in your pee hole, brother.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have a video of gibbons messing with tigers.
Whoa.
Oh, I saw this.
They're ballsy, huh?
Watch how quick these motherfuckers are. You think you're going to get a swing in.
Whoa. Jesus. That gibbon is a real ass dude. He grabbed a tiger's face.
Yeah, and there's another one. He grabs a tail.
Just to fuck with him?
Hey, motherfucker. Oh, shit.
That's how. Is it literally him just being a dick?
Yeah.
That tiger gets a hold of him now. Oh, it's a baby.
He's a little gibbon. Look how fucking fast this dude is.
I still could fuck him up, dude.
No way. He will twist your neck and climb all over you and twist your neck
just
and kill
snaps
you.
My neck.
Will snap
my
your
eyes.
Neck, kill you. Look at him Jesus. Fucking with tigers. You're better than a tiger, Luke?
Don't fight him in a playground,
look at
I can
this
tell you that.
Guy.
No, what this has taught me is that.
Oh
chair.
My God!
Yeah, no shit.
No, what this has taught me is that I can also beat tigers. This makes me respect tigers less, dude.
Shannon, Google top 10 tigers now!
Shannon, let's see the next monkey. This Gibbon is pretty cute, and he's quite the prankster. I do appreciate his whimsical attitude.
He's an elf on the shelf, this little guy.
A Galata.
No. Wearing a bow tie? He's a fag.
This dude is dressed up.
Yeah, that thing.
It's a runway monkey.
A gray langur?
It's a langur.
Now we're going into a little.
No, we are now done,
by the way. These are the largest monkeys in the world. We are done with the large, dangerous monkeys. We are now into pussy monkey territory.
Dude, howlers.
I don't think so.
You don't know. You don't know if a gray langur can destroy a human. You're just assuming that because you guys live your lives like New York Sports Club members.
Yes. Because we're strong.
How
long? That, dude. Are you kidding?
That's the one who, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
I would put my cock directly in his mouth.
No way you're biting.
You just tapped out. You won.
Yeah, dude. I will fuck that monkey's mouth right in front of
what
him.
What the fuck?
The best looking monkey in the world.
I don't want to fight with
Mona Lisa monkey over here. What the fuck?
Hey.
Hello, gentlemen.
Is that a British accent?
Yeah, definitely is a British accent.
Oh, then there's this guy.
Yeah, he's cute.
No, it's gross. Yeah, elephantitis.
They call them. They call these guys banker monkeys. If you know what I mean.
I was just gonna say they look like my agent.
His nose looks like my cock. This is hard. I'm monkeys.
Those monkeys control the weather. They say. This thing is cute.
That's a fucking koala. It's not even a monkey.
Yeah, you could have taken that last. Yeah,
oh, that's a Zaboomafu one.
Let me ask you this: how many angry cats do you think you could fight? Like, they're pissed off. Think about it that way. A cat. A full-size house cat.
One time, me and my friend Forrest.
Don't tell me you heard a cat, please.
Let me finish. One time, me and my friend Forrest.
Cat guys?
First of all, you have a friend named Forrest. That's a strike one against you right there.
He is?
So,
oh, he's local, change. Right? He's local diploma.
We were, no, he was a smart kid. We were roommates when we were like 20. And we had a nice loft in downtown Brooklyn. Before downtown Brooklyn was all built up, it's right around the corner from Junior's Cheesecake. We had a crazy loft. Like, and we're like, dude, you know what we need for this beautiful loft? Cats. We need a cat each. Just for the hell of it. So we went online. This is when Craigslist was big. And it was like, you know, you could just purchase, like, cats. Like, on
just
Craigslist.
Go to the Bronx and yeah. Pick up a cat.
Back when it was big, you could get a cat.
Well, now
cat market was wide open. Now with the government regulations, you know,
it's so hard to get a cat.
It kind of is.
It's a big cat drought of 2020.
Doggy.
You're hard to cat anywhere.
Your heart brain flying
back in the day.
Right now.
Hey, crazy.
Jay and Christine were trying to get a cat for a minute, and it's a whole thing to like adopt a cat.
Really?
It's
I could just kill them every
in
day.
In New York, it's very competitive. It's like because you want a kitten, you want a cute cat. So this is years ago. This is 20 years ago. We were on Craigslist. Some guy's selling cats out of his house in like deep in Queens. So we take a taxi out there and we go to this place and it was like essentially like an old hillbilly. It was like this old dude. He was just in the house. It was like a shitty house. It looks like the suburbs, but a really shitty house.
Did it stink?
It stunk.
Ugh.
Now with this guy was he was just a cat guy. He was like a cat, like an old man with a lot of cats.
Oh, that cat litter
stunk. You know he smelled like cheese.
They were all feral. They were all feral cats in this house. So he was like, "Yep, give me $30 each. Okay, go pick your cat." And we went in to this cat house.
$30.
Doggy.
That's it?
Doggy.
All right, now. $30. Come on.
We tried to
get on in there.
Jeez. Shut the fuck up.
Come on. How much you got? Let me see. All right. I'll take the 30. Go ahead. Pick any one
you
want.
If you can catch it, you can keep it, young girl.
Yes.
Hey, failure. Failure, you can't.
That was it. And the kittens were already maybe 3 months old. So they were like athletic. They weren't like little cute kittens, dude. They were starting to fend for themselves. They were fucking feisty as shit, dude.
Smoking.
Yeah, they all had rabies.
Dude, me and my buddy Forrest. We're literally trying to get these cats.
Forrest, that's what I said.
Forrest.
These cats. Me and Forrest come up with a plan. Catch us two city cats. He waited at the back door. I chased him out the front door. But I tell you what, them little sons of bitches went through the window, the ducks, couldn't get nothing. And the man wouldn't give us our $30 back. So there we were, sitting in our apartment, eating cheesecake with no cats. You and Forrest couldn't make it happen, huh?
These cats, they fucked us up. These baby cats, dude, they fucked us up so badly.
Wait a second. And you're telling me you think you can fight monkeys?
That's what I'm saying.
Baby cats are a different fucking breed, doggy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Doggy, look.
You think you could kill a gibbon?
Imagine if those cats had thumbs. Yeah. We'd never heard from you and Forrest again.
If those cats
we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Big red cock.
If those cats had
they'd
thumbs.
They'd be fucking digging holes in the basement, burying you two idiots.
That was the difference. It's an opposable thumb.
That's the only thing you're standing here right now, my friend.
Doggy, like we try to grab them, right? And then it would literally, they just, you'd grab it and then it would go.
Yeah,
and climb you and scratch you everywhere.
I just want to love you, kitty please.
I ran around bleeding everywhere. I'm like, sir, the cats, they're wild.
Hey, buddy, you got to knock $10 off these things. What the fuck?
No refunds there, Felix. Sorry about that.
It was a game he was playing, just watching idiots go in and get fucked up by his cats. They were like going after our veins. It was crazy, dude. These cats were murderous.
And we had your parents' address and shit.
We got two cats. We did get it. And I was like, literally, I'm like holding the cat, like, tightly by the scruff of its neck to the point where its face was like, and its body just,
oh my
like,
god,
and it just wanted to fucking attack.
You having a good time, little buddy?
I'm like, oh, I love
some catnip.
We brought these two cats into the house. They were so terrified. They literally just hid the whole time and would like shit under the beds. They weren't trained to, and we tried to get them. They'd scratch us. Eventually, we were like, no, we got to get them out. We just put them in a box on the side of the road that said free cats.
Oh my god.
I shit you not.
Very friendly.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Upstairs and watched it.
I was like, Forrest, we gotta get rid of these cats, dude.
This is teddy bears on the side of the box.
It was crazy. I've never had more respect for cats than that experience. I was like, cats are really dangerous creatures, dude.
Yeah, man.
And then it made me start thinking about, like, that's what a house cat could do. Imagine what a lion or a fucking tiger could do. God damn.
Imagine what a monkey could do.
Imagine what a gibbons could do.
My only experience with monkeys have been pretty good, except for that one gibbons who kind of
who checked you in the steam room.
He got in my head, but now I replay it every day a little bit, like what I would do differently this time. You know, like the time you got chomped in high school, you're just fucking shadowboxing in the mirror. Like, yeah. If I could get in front of that gibbon one more time, dude. Just fuck.
See that motherfucker at a Denny's, huh?
This has been a lot of fun. Thank you, boys, for coming in. And thank you, buddy. Being on the Real Ass Podcast. Always a blast. You guys are hilarious. Support these guys, everything that they do. Obviously, the RU Garbage Podcast, Stuff Island Podcast. And
share the special.
Share the special. I'll share it, please. Tweet tomorrow. Make sure
I share
it as well.
We will.
You guys are the best. We'll be back on Wednesday with another episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.